Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Welcome to the Inside the Boards podcast, the podcast dedicated to helping you learn to think like a question writer so you can study smarter, not harder, and succeed in medical school.
Hey guys, you are tuned into ITB, Inside the Boards, with none other than your favorites, Eva and Swathi. Welcome to our happy hour, guys. And if you guys have tuned in before, you have heard us dissect questions with you guys. And if you're wondering why we call it happy hour with Swathi and Eva, it's because whenever you come and listen in with us, it's always happy. It's always happy hour with us, right, Swathi?
Yes, always. Always a good time. We're here to bring you a little pick-me-up throughout your day, whether you're starting a rotation, finishing a shift, studying, whatever you're doing. Maybe you're going on a run. Whatever things to help you get happy in the day, we're here to do that with you.
Big energy over here, guys. Big energy. But you know, like today, we're not going to be doing any dissecting any questions. We're going to be talking about something that I guess you could say ails all of us wherever we are in our lives. It's that big D word. Yes, not doom. It's dating.
Well, for some people, it might feel like doom.
Well, it definitely was for me when I was dating. I'll tell you that right now. Thank the Lord that's done and over with.
I know. I feel like a lot of people that are in healthcare professions have issues with this. You know, they're like, how do I find time to date? What kind of a partner should I look for? What expectations should I have out of my partner? What should they have out of me? And I feel like you and I have kind of ran the gambit through this in our medical school careers. Like, I think we've been through it all.
Oh, for sure. I feel like I hate to make it sound so like, oh my God, doom and all this like dramaticness, but really it, for me, it was hell. I don't know about other people, but like I suffered a lot in the dating world because I, like you said, I couldn't figure out what it is that I was looking for. And a lot of the people that, you know, I was dating or, you know, matching with, and this is not the match, it's the other match.
The other match in our lives.
Yeah. The other match in our lives where you swipe left or you swipe right. Oh my God. So I'm going to give you guys a little brief history. So I'm a recent medical graduate. I graduated from UMHS. I'm going to be starting residency here shortly. But before this whole residency, before all of this beautifulness, I decided to go on a dating app and to find the love of my life because clearly I wasn't able to find that person in med school. So
like, what did you, did someone tell you about the dating app? Like, how did you get there? Like, what part of your life was just like, okay, let's try this? Because I feel like a lot of people have hesitation with that.
Yeah. Like, I mean, for me, I never thought in a million years that I was going to go on a dating app. And like, for you, Swathi, like, you know, I'm sure you can agree with me on this. I always thought that I would find that person just casually, whether it be in school or like meeting them somewhere. I don't know, like
naturally, as people like to call it sometimes. Not that, yeah, you know, finding somebody on a dating app is manufactured, but you know, like a happenstance, a serendipitous moment.
Exactly. But you know, things weren't going that way. And even when I did meet somebody, like if somebody were to approach me in real life, for example, this guy approached me in a supermarket once and was like, we were in the spice aisle.
Spice up your life.
Yeah. And he was like, hey, you want to go on a date? And like, as much as like now when I think about it, I'm like, oh, that's cute. But like at that time, I was like, this is so weird, you know? And I think it's because we've been conditioned to just now meet people online. So for me, it was an interesting experience. So one of my guy friends from med school was like, hey, listen, Eva, you're not getting any younger. Go on these apps. This is the future of dating.
So okay. You were pushed a little bit.
Yeah. So he pushed me on to go on these dating apps and I swiped through it in 10 minutes. And I was like, this is not for me. You know? And I kept downloading, deleting. Fast forward, I met somebody on the dating app. Didn't think it was a real life person because I thought it was just so... His name was Sultan. Like, you know, it just sounded very fictitious to me.
It's your prince.
Right? The king. Anyways, I took a leap and you know what? It worked out. And now I am recently engaged.
Congratulations.
Thank you. But you know what? I don't want to take all the limelight. I want to hear about you, Swathi. Tell us a little bit about how your dating life went.
Oh, man. I ran through it all. Like the highs, the lows, the in-between, the periods where you're just like, I'm never going to get married or have a family. Like every single thought has ran through my mind. Like in medical school, I dated. I was in a significant relationship that didn't work out for multiple reasons. And, you know, we'll get into that. And then when I started rotating, I was like, okay, you know, my pool of people that I'm going to meet is really limited. So my urge to get on the dating apps was pretty self-motivated. I was like, yeah, I would like to meet somebody because I'm not meeting any new people. Like all of my friends, they had introduced me to whoever they could at that point, possibly. And nobody was clicking for me. So yeah, it was during the pandemic and, you know, a lot of life questions come up. You reassess and you're like, what am I doing? So I got on the dating app and I swiped. And also I matched with my person too, my partner. Aww. And my, yeah. But at first it was really weird because I feel like, and I don't know if this happened to you, but whenever you're swiping on these apps, you get the same like two questions initially when they see like in your profile, medical student or, you know, in medicine or something. And it's like, one, what is your specialty or where are you along in the process kind of thing? And then two, some people really don't understand the concept of medical school. And they're like, oh, so you're a nurse. Where are you practicing? And doctors, like, again, like, I love all like my nursing friends. I love all that. But it's just like, or I've even gotten like, oh, so does that mean you're like an optometrist or are you a psychiatrist? Like, I appreciate the enthusiasm to find out more about what the medical profession is, but it would just be nice if some people understood that there are different allied health professions out there. And when someone clearly says, like, I am in optometry school, that means they are an optometrist. I am in dental school, that means they are a dentist. I am in nursing school, that means they are nursing. So if I say I am in medical school, that means I am in medicine.
Exactly. Ignorance is bliss, eh? Swathi?
Yeah, I know. But actually, my partner got me chatting with him because he did not say anything along those lines. His first words were, hey, I like your style.
See, he sees you for you. And you know, like I've had similar experiences, like what you just mentioned, but mine was more along the line, okay, so you're a doctor. I was like, no, I'm a medical student.
Yeah.
You know?
That's like, the best is when they ask for the free advice. Like, hey, can you check this out? Again, no legal or like professional statement can be made because I am not a licensed physician. Like, this is exactly what I've read in a textbook and I've taken a board exam to
exactly
say like, that I learned it.
Yeah, like, I'm sorry, I don't know what that rash is.
You should probably go to the ER.
Exactly. But anyways, rewinding back now, Swathi, finding love during COVID, like, that is difficult. Difficult. Tell us about those challenges. Like, what did you go through? And then tell us a little bit about your Prince Charming.
Yeah, it was weird because, you know, pandemic hit. So everybody's trying to be really cautious and safe. And you want to respect everybody's boundaries and limitations and things like that. So I would go on dates where they're very social distanced, masked up, everything like that. And then there were other dates where it was on Zoom because they didn't want to meet in person. And I was totally comfortable with that. Like, I get that. I was in the hospital. I was on a rotation. I was exposed. So why would I put anybody else at risk for that? But my first date with my partner, we met up to grab a drink and things, and we were socially distant. So it was in person. And for me, honestly, like, I can feel a connection right away. Like, whether or not it's in person, over Zoom, I like to meet you right away. I need to have that conversation. I need to see how our cadence is, how we like banter off of each other. Because to me, that's what's really going to get you through life. It's not going to be how do we look on Instagram or those kinds of things.
Oh, I love that. I honestly love it. See, like, she knows what she was looking for and she went and she got it. And you know what it is, guys? What you mentioned about that whole like Zoom dating, I can't even fathom that. I didn't even know that was a thing.
I know, because you and your partner met before the pandemic, right?
Yeah, we were dating. I met him like literally after what, first year of med school. I was in a weird transition in my life, and just the way I met him, I feel like it was serendipitous. You know, I was just like over dating. I just went through some failed relationships previously before starting med school. And then in med school, I tried to date and it just wasn't working out. Like, I found a lot of the guys I was meeting weren't really my personality type. You know, I was looking for somebody who was a little bit calmer, a better listener, although, like, you know, you would expect. I don't even want to go there because I don't want to shit on anyone. But, like, you know, like, I expected a lot of the men in that I would be dating in med school to be better listeners for me, but they weren't. And yeah, it was just
as a health professional, one of our key things to do is listen to the patient, listen to what they're saying. But sometimes we can't apply that in other aspects of our life.
I guess I'm not the patient. But you know what I mean? Like, I would have expected that. But, you know, just maybe personality-wise, like, it wasn't meshing. Maybe I was a little too strong for them. You know, I come with flaws and all, but it just wasn't working. And when I went out, I found somebody outside of the medical field, kind of like you, Swathi. I know your partner is not in the medical field.
Yeah, that was helpful. Like, but when you first found out, were you deterred that he wasn't in medicine? Like, were you worried that he wouldn't get it? The hours, the studying, the stress, the emotional ups and downs?
Personally, for me, deep down inside, I always knew the man I was going to end up with wasn't probably going to be in medicine. I never went into dating with a checklist. I never like thought, hey, I need him to be a doctor because I'm becoming a doctor. Like, absolutely not. I always wanted to find somebody that I can connect with on a mental and emotional level, just like you. I wanted somebody who really loves me for me. I know that sounds very vague, but I never wanted somebody like that would take me for the way my body looked or my hair or, you know, how I looked all dolled up. I wanted somebody to really get to know me, and not even for the fact that, yo, like, she's going to become a doctor. Like, who cares? You know, some people need that. Some people like status. And to me, I didn't want somebody like that at all.
Right. For you, it was more of, hey, all these other things aren't really what defines me. My beauty is not what defines me. My career is not what defines me. What defines me is how I think and feel and process. Like, that's where you found your connection.
Exactly. And this man, you know, my fiance, Sultan or Sultan, however you want
to
pronounce
it. Isn't that a nice way to say that? Fiance.
Fiance. I've been waiting so long to say it. No, like, you know, he really gets me. And he understands, like you said, the pressures of going through medicine, especially during COVID, when you're studying for a board exams. You literally see the ugly, you know?
Yeah.
You have to be so patient as a human being. You have to be there for each other. And I feel like we had that balance and we had that connection. And honestly, I found the one for me. I feel very lucky and I'm just, over the moon.
I can see him. I can hear it. But why don't we talk a little bit more about that? Because you guys were in the thick of your relationship during COVID, right? Like that's a contrast to like me where I was just kind of seeing what was out there during COVID. How was that for you guys? Because you guys were living together and you're studying at the same time. Is that right?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So I was like kind of in my third year of medical school at that time. And it was just like, we were in the middle of rotations. I came back to Canada. So I was doing my rotations. I guess you could say I was in between third and fourth year, kind of transitioning there. And I had just come back home from my clinical rotations in the US. And I was in Canada. And at that time, that's when COVID, the lockdowns happened. So we moved in together and we had to really learn how to be with each other. We had to be confined in our condo, in each other's face, like, you know,
yeah.
And I had to figure out how I was going to do these clinical rotations that I had left. I had to figure out how I was going to study for my board exams. Things were not beautiful. Let's just say, like, you know,
it wasn't rainbows and butterflies.
Absolutely not. And if somebody tells you that, oh, it was perfect, I think they're lying. Like, you know, so he had to learn to deal with my mood swings. He had to learn to deal with these depressive symptoms I was going through because I couldn't understand like what was happening with my life. You know, and then I got COVID too during
that
time.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. So he took care of me. So
what a good person. Because I know a lot of people were like, nope, you're sick. Stay outside.
Yeah. Contaminated.
Oh, that was nice. So yeah. It kind of gave you a little look into your life, like what it would be like, you know, when you're 80 and you need somebody to take care of you.
On that note, I would highly recommend, and I know they say don't live with somebody before marriage because statistically, like those marriages fail or some crap like that. Maybe there is some stats out there, but I really believe that living with somebody really shows you who they are.
Oh, and, for sure. Absolutely.
And I think it's important. But
yeah,
again,
because you don't get, because, you know, when we're going on a date, we're our best selves for those couple hours, whatever it is. You know, your person really sees you in the morning when you haven't had your coffee and you're just like, don't talk to me, leave me alone. Or late at night when you're like, I have to get through another block of questions on you world. Like,
yeah. So like, you know, they see the worst and they know that, you know what, that might be your worst, but that is you. That all those aspects make you who you are. Not that glitzy, glamorous Eva and Swati. Like, you know, like
yeah. And I feel like that was a problem in my dating relationships before. It was just like I felt like I constantly had to be on, and not in the sense that I was putting out a fake persona, but just like I was having to put 100% of myself all of the time, right? Not everyone's going to feel 100%. Like you're not going to feel 100% when you're post-call. You're not going to feel 100% when you've studied 12 hours of the day. Some days you're just not feeling it. And my current partner really understood that. Like I remember our first date was a very big contrast to our second date.
Tell us more.
So our first date, you know, I dolled up. I put my makeup on. I put my best foot forward. We went out. We had some dinner, had some drinks. We chatted, like spent a lot of the evening together, like just connecting. And then that was over the weekend. So I had time to do that. And then it was the week and he called and he's like, hey, do you want to get together? And I was honest. I was like, look, I am just finishing a 7-to-7 rotation. I am tired. He's like, no, I just want to hang out, like, you know, and just let's just chill together, see what, you know, have an iced tea or something. So I was like, okay, yeah, that's no problem. And he even said, he goes, this is a very different person than the person that I met over the weekend. And I was like, well, you know, sometimes you get that person, sometimes you get this person. I hope that's all right. And he goes, yeah, no, that's great. Cause I can't be the weekend person all the time either. Like, this is my normal day to day. Like, I like meal prepping. I like sitting outside, having a fire, watching some TV, big football guy.
That's so sweet. And if you guys could see us, we're both like, just, we have these big smiles on our faces because, you know, we know each other's partners, and I know her partner, and he is such an amazing man, guys. Like, he loves her, and the way he is with her, like, it, you guys have to see the dynamics. But
I mean, we take that from you guys. You guys are our inspiration.
Oh, please. but okay, like, you know, we're complimenting each other back and forth. But really, what I wanted you guys to take away from this is that good men are out there. Even though when you're swiping through these apps and you're not seeing it just yet, just be patient. The person that is supposed to be for you will come for you. It's all divine timing. That's just what I believe. And that's kind of what I took away from my dating life.
Yeah, because you know? There are certain people that they don't come into your, like, maybe they would have been a good partner for you, but maybe you just weren't the person you are today for them at that moment. So you have to understand that when you meet your forever person, it might not be today, it might not be tomorrow, it might not be a year from now, but when you do, the person that you are in that moment will be the perfect person for your partner. And you guys just have to have faith in that.
For sure, for sure. And that's really, I feel like those are the really the basics and the platform to grow a good, successful relationship. A lot of people get hooked on what you see on social media, especially Instagram. I feel like these ideas or like movies kind of really sabotaged what true relationships are. True relationships are not supposed to be picture perfect. They have ugly in them too.
Oh,
and
for
it's
sure.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. But anyway,
like, that's the ugly is how you know if that person is for you, because that's how, if you can get through the ugly, your relationship will be really beautiful.
Mm-hmm, for sure. I hope we're not giving you guys too much advice, but I feel like coming out of the dating world, I feel like we could share some of that with you. And again, this is just our opinion and what we went through. I really want to know what some of the things that people still struggle with, aside from, you know, matching with people online or just even during dating, or even if you're meeting them casually through friends, like, what are some of the things that you guys are going through? Let us know.
Yeah, please, please interact with us on social, on Instagram, DM us at Inside the Boards, or on Twitter at Boards Insider. We want to hear your stories. We want to hear the good, the bad, the ugly, the in-between, like horror stories, happy stories, whatever you guys got. Also, if you want us to talk about something, like if you want a little bit more about qualities that we have experienced that did not work for us and qualities that we're like, definitely you need in a successful partnership. And again, this is also just our experience. It does not mean that it is a one size fits all. What works for us may not work for you. And that is totally fine and okay and should be celebrated, because your happiest relationship should first be with yourself and then with your partner in life.
Exactly. I think that was beautifully said. And honestly, like, today we're just kind of sharing so much. I know we've shared a lot of stuff and we could talk forever on this topic. Right, Swathi? Yeah.
Because
I feel like we have so much to share, so much to say. There's so many backstories. But if you guys want to know more about our dating life, not about our dating life, like, but if you guys want to talk more about this topic, we can certainly do that.
Yeah, maybe we can make this a little series. Like, maybe this will be a part one. We'll see how it goes with everybody.
Yeah. And let us know. Message us, comment, let us know what you think. And, you know, we'll definitely come back more with some more stories and things to share.
And we're going to be talking a lot about like the other issues that we go through in medical school, not just dating, like how to find balance within yourself, how to find balance with your friends, how to maintain your health, your mental health, physical health, all of that stuff. So all the things that people don't really talk about in medical school, that's what we want to chat with you guys about. So if you guys have any ideas, please let us know. Again, follow us on all socials at Inside the Boards on Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube, or tweet us at Boards Insider. We can't wait to hear from you guys. Eva, any final thoughts?
No, I think you said it all. And I had a great time doing this podcast with you today, Swathi.
I know. It's always happy hour with Eva and Swathi.
Woohoo!
Can't wait to talk to you guys soon.
All right. See you guys next time.
See ya. Bye-bye.